You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rachel Silberstein reports in the Albany Times-Union that there are three big topics still facing the state legislature over the final 3 weeks of this session. The legalization of marijuana and sports gambling and the Child Victims Act are the large issues. The latter bill has passed the assembly twice and was included in the governor's budget proposal this year, and now there are competing bills from Republicans and Democrats in the state Senate. There are also Senate bills on gambling and another one on marijuana legalization pending. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Friday, June 1st is the deadline for new voters to register if they want to vote in the June 26th federal primary. Seven Democrats in the 19th Congressional District are vying to challenge Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. There is also a September 13th state primary election before the November 6th general election. Claire Gilbert is reporting for the Columbia paper. More than 80 new Lebanon residents showed up May 17th for a public hearing on the possible sale of a Columbia County-owned parcel of land at 16 Lovers Lane to the Corkscrew Rail Trail Association. The trail follows a portion of the former Rutland Railroad. This would be the association's first acquisition of land. Bruce Schenker, a member of the Corkscrew Rail Trail Association, said that owning the property would lend legitimacy to the group because the organization would finally have its own piece of the trail. At the public hearing, the majority of public comment was positive. Various community members spoke about the need for recreational areas in New Lebanon for families and children to be able to spend time outdoors in a safe environment. Only a handful of residents spoke in opposition to the private sale. The New Lebanon Town Board will decide June 12th if it will recommend the sale to county officials. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.